tefillah by Shacharis, you're supposed to pick up the cup with your right hand and then pass it to the left hand. It's not brought down by the tefillah for the suda that you have to start off with your right hand and then pass it to the left. You're supposed to pour with the left onto the right hand first. So that you don't have to go like this and then this. But when the tefillah of Shacharis, you should start in the right hand, pass it to the left, and then pour onto the right hand. But the tefillah for the suda, that's not required. You can start with the left hand. Your goal is make sure that you want to make sure that you're going to get the water onto every part of your hand. A lot of times I watch people wash, and as they wash, the water goes like this, and this section of their hand doesn't get wet. So if while you're washing, you move your hand under the water, so that that guarantees that the water will move to all sections of your hand. Now remember, you want to make sure there's a revius of water, preferably according to the Chazon Ish, revius of water going onto your fingers, not just onto your whole hand. Down to the fingers, because the Ikar Makom Latila is not the Ikar Makom Latila is the knuckles and the fingers. That's Barei Chayv according to everybody. So on the palm and the back of your hand, that's also important, but that's only one shita. So you want to make sure you get a revius on this section area. And you have to make sure it gets in between all the fingers. That being said, I find that if you wash your start with this part of the hand first and then move down, the water seems to go all over the whole part of the whole hand. If you start from the fingers and move backwards, it's not as effective. So while you're going to do that, but at the same time you want to make sure that you have a revius getting onto the finger section. It's not hard to get a revius. Revius is not a large amount of water. Revius is 4 ounces. This cup holds 20 ounces. Right, so you don't need to get a lot of water to make sure that you're getting your revius onto the hand. You want to make sure you get a revius on each hand. This way, there's no questions of tuma issues from one hand getting less than a revius. The second tefillah is prime ikar adin. If it's a revius, we'd still do it. If you do, we wash twice. Washing the second time doesn't help you. Whatever any part you missed on your first washing the second time won't solve the problem. So you got to get everything the first time. The second time is much less of an issue. Afterwards, we're going to do shiv, hagbah, you make the bracha, and then you dry. Preferably, you should keep your hands up. So if you want to have what are you going to be using to dry yourself, the towel, whatever it is, beforehand, you have to go pick it up. So you're ready, you're putting your hands downward. And so if you wash with the revius, that's not going to be an issue. Make your adin, so it's a chumrah just to have it ready. But it is a mile to have it ready. You don't have to start putting your hands downward. You keep your hands up the whole time, so your hands are up. You're able to make the bracha without having to put your hands downward and the water going back onto your hands, etc. So again, I'm going to move my hand. Start from the back and move your hand. So you this way, the water for sure starts here and then moves down. Again, you start from the back. You move your hand while it's in the water. So as you're moving it, you're going to make sure you cover all that area. You do shiv shuv. You hold your hands up and you make the bracha. That's it.